Good morning, and we are live with Dr. Siri from the Midwest Allergy, Sinus, and Asthma. And you know, when you say that title, Midwest Allergy, Sinus, and Asthma, you might just think that's all they specialize in, allergies, sinuses, and asthma. But no. Dr. Siri is here to tell us that they also deal with immune deficiencies as well, and that's a big, big problem. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here this morning. Yes, as allergists, we are also board certified in immunological disorders or immunology. And so for many people, they don't really think about needing an immunologist until something goes wrong, of course, with their immune system. So there are some doctors out there who deal with different forms of the immune system. In our case, we deal with hyperactive immune systems such as allergies, because that's an overreaction, of course, to things in our environment, food, et cetera, from our body system overreacting. But we also deal with the flip side, which is immune deficiencies. And that could be something you were born with, something that's discovered when you're a baby because you're getting unusual infections, or perhaps it's congenital along with another genetic disease, or something that occurs later in life. And this could be teenage years, adulthood. So many of those folks who you might know are the same kind of people who maybe you grew up with or someone in your family who is always the one who seems like they're getting sick. You know, they go into a room, they go into an event, and they come out sick, and they have a tendency to need more antibiotics than other people. And perhaps they have unusual bacteria. You know, maybe the doctor said something like, you know, well, this is a strange bacteria to have up your sinuses. Or perhaps that is a person who needs prolonged courses of treatment. And so those people might actually be people who have problems with their immune system. On top of that, there are so many fantastic medications these days. I think that this is what we call the immunological age, because we certainly have so many therapies for autoimmune diseases, cancer, all sorts of things, even cholesterol, that are immune-based medications. Some of these, of course, come with the risk of suppressing the immune system, increasing the risk of infection, and even things such as post-chemotherapy, post-transplant, maybe you beat cancer, and now your immune system is a little bit not working so well because those medications help to decrease the immune system so that it would fight the cancer.
Great information, Dr. Siri. And I know if people want to learn more how to build up their immune system and how to make sure that they aren't as sick as much, they can give you a call today. What's that number and how do they find you?
Yes, we are located obviously conveniently on the west side, but also in Bloomington Normal. We also service Jacksonville and Carlinville. Our phone number is 217-717-4404. Our website is www.asthma2.com. We would love to evaluate your immune system. We run a lot of blood tests, and then we see if it's appropriate for immune replacement in those patients who have immune deficiencies.
That's Dr. Siri with Midwest Allergy, Sinus, and Asthma. Thank you again so much for your time and your information. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bonzi. Have a good New Year.